Hello, I'm Yvette Mayer, and this is the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm a corporate dropout with a 30-year background in marketing and advertising, who after a breast cancer-style wake-up call realised I felt stuck and drained and longed to feel lit up and liberated. Forward to today, and I am living that reality. I'm an online intuitive business coach with a multi-six-figure business, living as a digital nomad and supporting my clients, my students, and you to grow online businesses that are profitable, scalable, and impact-driven. If you're ready to feel lit up and liberated as you claim your place as a digital CEO, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Before I jump into this episode of the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur Podcast, I did want to call out and encourage you to join me in the Calibrate to Catapult 2022 two-part business planning event that I am running this week. Yes, this week. It is happening on the 20th and the 21st of January 2022. So if you're listening to this episode in real time, make sure you head down into the show notes and grab your spot. It is going to be truly fabulous. And inside this episode, I will give you a little bit more of the flavor. It is very much about growth, expansion, and creating the energetic and spiritual container and context for yourself to have your breakthrough year. Welcome, 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 welcome back, or welcome if it's your first listen to the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur Podcast. I am so excited that you are here and truly grateful to have you in my world and in your ears. This episode is going to be a fun one. You guys always love the money episodes. Let me tell you, my number one episode for 2021 in terms of downloads was labeled from 70K to 210K in a single year. So I know that you're very interested in learning from me about the nuts and bolts or how-tos, the mindsets, all of the things that go into incredible growth. And this episode is, well, it's not just about growth. There's so much more inside of this. It is reveal. I am sharing with you the details of my 80K launch, which wasn't a launch. That was a pre-launch that happened in a single week in December. It's for my mastermind in 2022. And it was by far and away my greatest. I keep wanting to call it a launch, but it was a pre-launch. Like I literally opened up the doors to my new and expanded mastermind containers in 2022, to my mastermind existing clients, previous clients, and the waitlist. It was a very VIP opportunity, and seven incredible women jumped in. It was the single greatest week in my business to date, by far and away. And I know that this sounds like holy dooly, that is epic, and it is epic. And what it actually means for me is monthly recurring revenue locked and loaded to the tune of $100,000, six figures already in my line of sight for 2022 before this year got started, which is such a huge leap forward. It's like five times where I began this year. Five times. Oh my God. I mean, that even just saying that out loud, I'm like, what just happened? Now, I will say this, it is sales. And sales doesn't always convert to cash. So do understand that there is a difference when people talk about a money win between sales and cash. So sales is more of a contract or an energetic contract around a commitment versus cash is money in the bank. So no, I do not have $100,000 of 2022 revenue in my bank account right now. Hell no. And in fact, the way that this is unfolding, it is even more of a energetic sale effort than it is a contracted sales effort, because the mastermind is monthly recurring revenue membership style. And after 3 months or 6 months, depending on the level that you jump on in, there is an opportunity to give notice that you're moving on. And so in some ways, I might not claim this huge level of abundance if I wanted to only use a minimum. But I am not about that. I know that I am going to absolutely over-deliver on the masterminders' expectations in 2022. I know that. I trust myself, and I have the evidence from the four back-to-back, five actually, masterminds I've already run. And what I know to be true is that there will be a high portion or proportion of this, let's call them founding seven members, that stay for the entire year, but we will never have less than seven. Like I just know that now. Like that's my floor of the minute, and it is a pure minimum of the number of masterminders that I will have on the inside for the entirety of 2022. That's just a given. Like I am dreaming, planning, strategizing towards 20 or 19. 19 is my absolute sweet spot. And already I'm going to call it an 80K launch, because I know that that is absolutely done. It's done. It's done. How epic to be a part of this journey with me and on the inside of what got me here. Because I know this is part of why you listen. You don't just want to hear about my results. You want to hear, but how did you make that happen? How did you leap forward? And it really is a quantum leap for me, to the point where you already have $100,000 of identified revenue before the year begins. Okay, so let me tell you what I believe it has taken to get me to this point. So the number one thing is time. You do need time, not only just to develop yourself as a human and a leader in your business, but also to nurture your audience, to build credibility, and to get runs on the board. So at this point in my business, I have been in business for 3 years. I've been specifically coaching as a business coach for over 18 months, more like 20 months. And I have run repeated containers, masterminds, and other programs, and coached a hell of a lot of humans one-on-one. And I now have a level of authority. And that does not happen overnight. No, sorry, it does not happen overnight. I've also been able to grow my confidence in that period around the potency that I bring to all of my clients. And with that comes bolder offerings, right? So I would consider this my boldest offer to market yet, because I jumped from a 3 month mastermind container being my signature product to a 12 months, so expansive just saying those words out loud, and actually an always on mastermind model where I am inviting in a different style of woman that is potentially a little further along, that isn't just about a short, sharp burst of momentum, but actually wants to claim an accelerated business outcome. So it's like maintaining momentum is how I would explain this evolution from a 12-week mastermind into a ongoing mastermind. Chili is super excited to be sharing in this with us as well. She had the most exciting week. We love Chili, but quiet please now, lovely. Okay, so that's number one. It took time. Like, not going to sugarcoat it. It's going to take you time to get to this point. Number two is a lot of resilience. And what I would say to you is the greatest advice I have for you is that there is going to be ebbs, flows, ups, downs. The roller coaster is real, and you will feel self-doubt, imposter syndrome, like giving up, all of these things. But with a bigger vision, with a full body trust and knowing in yourself that you have got this, and yes, I am talking about daily mindset work, along with growing, just growing as a person as you are taking this long journey towards your ultimate dream destination, that it's going to get easier and you are going to continually grow your resilience muscle so that even if it's not technically easier, you feel a sense of ease. That is what I'm talking about when I say resilience. So now, you know, 3 years in, when I have more challenging or disappointing outcomes, and of course they still happen, they are less frequent and they are less of a emotional drain. The resilience is very real and it has sped up my recovery. I talked about this on last week's episode where I went into my biggest lessons for 2021, which is a cracker. So if you haven't caught that one, go back after you've listened to this and listen to the 2021's lessons episode. Okay. Number three is courage. And in fact, I went as far as to share recently that if I look at my 2021 in review, my theme was courage. I took many bold moves, many, many bold moves, like shifting my positioning and niching deeper into digital products, like not actually listening to my mentors and coaches and leaders all the time and doing things that I knew to be true and right for my own business. I went into places and stretched myself, fully backing and trusting that it was right for me. And those very brave and bold maneuvers, let's call them maneuvers, have paid off. And gosh, this feels good to be at a place now where I am far more detached from everything must work, I must over-engineer, go through everything, optimize every last thing. Yeah, of course I still do that, but I just feel a lot more detached and I would call it a greater embodiment of my power. That is courageous just to say those words out loud. And I do believe that you're going to need to be courageous, like growing your own business and taking it to these kinds of heights means getting out and selling and putting yourself into the situation where no is the easiest answer. Over and over and over again. Ad nauseum, right? So the courage to keep showing up despite it is mission critical. The next one is strategy. Like, it's not all about the personal development work and, you know, the internal belief system and energetics. There's also strategy involved. I am very, very strategic in how I think about my business. And even when I am not consciously strategic, there is a level of strategy playing out at my less conscious level. There absolutely is. When I look back, I'm like, Oh, now I know why that was why I took that decision. But for the most part, at this point in my business, I do regularly check in with my bigger vision and the strategy that I've developed to get me there. And I make decisions from there because I have my eye and my attention on that vision. Like that is what I'm holding. And I trust my strategy. So when things are roller coastering, it is a super simple process for me to check in with that strategy and say, okay, is this really delivering? Is this strategy solid? So I know if you've been around for a while, you'll appreciate how this has unfolded and impacted my business in so many incredible ways this year. So for starters, I'm working far less than I was 12 months ago and having these most epic results. I have shifted the containers that I focus my most attention on and energy on to being group. So both my masterminds and my course, which is Digital Product Academy, are where all of my energy and attention goes. And that has meant a significant reduction in the amount of one-on-one coaching that I do. And that was a strategy. That was intentional, my friends, because at the end of last year and even into the early part of 2021, at the end of 2020 and into the early part of 2021, I had more than two hands, over 10 one-on-one clients that I was working with. And that is a lot of time and it's holding space at a really intimate level for a lot of humans. And it meant that I was physically and emotionally drained on the regular. Now, you might love having that amount of one-on-one clients and that is what lights you up. So I'm not saying this is the same for everybody, not by a long shot. What I am saying is know your vision and what you're really working towards and create your strategy from there. So my vision is much more about being a leader and holding space and influencing and inspiring and leading hundreds, thousands of women over the course of my business. And to be that scalable required of me to optimize my business model towards more group and course containers. But also in this shift, it has reduced the number of hours that I'm in client work, like, and I'm talking about in live sessions or in one-on-one calls, which has freed me up to create more epic content and add more value, but also to have more spaciousness. And all of this adds up to me being able to command a more premium and elevated offering in my mastermind in 2022. The next one is maturity. And look, this is just something I wanted to call out because it's very true for me and I know it's going to be true for you as well. There are going to be months and years maybe in the early part of building your business where you need the cash. You either need it because the cash proves that what you're doing is working and that's valid, or you need it because you have bills to pay. And so you are going to chase shorter term goals to get you to a point where you can be more strategic. And this is what I mean by me having a more mature business model now. I have absolutely been there. I have been to the bottom of the barrel where I've had to borrow money to pay my mortgage. So I know how it feels to be in that, to be taking on any client and to be actually actively out there selling things that aren't necessarily aligned to your vision. I've done that. I've had to do that because in my instance, I'm a one-man band. I'm a single woman and the buck stops with me, right? Like I have to pay my bills. That's it. End of story. And yet I've always known that that was a moment in time, and I have over these years continually evolved my business so that that is no longer the case. I now have a very mature business model where I am purely, wholly and solely focused on what I love to do most, which is coach wise and experienced women who are ready to feel more lit up and liberated in building an online business and having an enormous impact while they scale their income, grow their freedom, support their families, and just love their life. That is what I do, and it's all I do now. So everything that I create feeds into that vision and is a strategy to deliver into that vision. It also means that, you know, with the maturity has come the ability to build out containers that provide me with monthly recurring revenue. This is a great example, and I did touch on this in last week's 2021 Seven Lessons podcast episode. So with this launch, for the first time, and I'm 3 years in, for the first time, rather than put in a really attractive, compelling pay in front container, or let's call it a package, so that I would pull in more revenue into 2021 and I could talk about a bigger number than I've ever had before, I was more mature in my thought process around, is that what I want? Is that actually what I want? And the answer was no. I don't want a big cash injection now only to be feeling that potential lack if I bring that money through and invest it back into the business and it's not actually flowing as well as it could be in terms of cash into 2022. No. The thing that would give me the most peace and enable me to be most on purpose and in my power is monthly recurring revenue, consistent cash flow that I am not having to be in sales mode ongoing to bring through, right? And so I, as I said, for the first time, I'm really invited people to come in on a monthly membership that would, you know, really evoke from them this, okay, we're doing this month on month, and I can, after a period of time, decide if it's not right, which feels good for them, but it feels freaking amazing for me. It honestly, it's game changing knowing that I already have not just forecast, but actually in my sales, I already have this incredible foundation of revenue. But it did take a maturity in how I think about my business, how I think about time, and also just the maturity of having a lot of experience in having my own business now. Like, I hadn't had my own business until 3 years ago. Up till then, yeah, I've run businesses. Believe you me, the last business I ran was a 300-person corporate advertising firm. So, yes, a lot of this comes more naturally to me because of my lived experience. But when it comes to my own business, I am now at a much greater level of maturity. I'm still young. I'm still super young. Maybe I'm a teenager. I don't know. There's so much ahead of me. I just appreciate that maturity is a factor in what it's taken me to get to here. The last one, I have mentioned this, but I'll go there again, is detachment. And I think that there's a really good book on this called Power Versus Force. This also comes with maturity and time and learning, and it comes with everything else, but I am now in a much greater place of detachment around what happens in any individual launch or moment, and have a higher level of faith. And yes, evidence has helped me get here. And I feel much more detached from what happens when I go into something like this, what I'm going to call a pre-launch for the mastermind. So I kind of went in thinking, wouldn't it be amazing if these incredible women who I've already worked with were to say yes to this? And I am going to do my level best to help them see why that is absolutely right for them. But I'm not going to be really attached to whether they do this now or later. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to go for this with my heart and soul. And I believe in my ability to bring these women in, or some of them at least. And that's what I did. And I also, it was very light. It was like, you've got a week. It's a fantastic opportunity. There wasn't a whole lot of me following up, checking in, seeing if they want to, chasing. No, it was a much more powerful, this is the opportunity. You are getting it first. You will be founding, and there's advantages in that. And over to you. And this level of detachment is quite new for me, but it feels amazing. So I think it helps because you're not strangling, and there's an energy that you're giving off when you're in that mode. You're on a higher vibration, let's be honest. And people are an energetic match to that higher vibration. So that was the key things that I've had a little think about what has gotten me to here. Obviously the products, but that's more obvious. So, and the products are as a result of the strategy. So yeah, it's all wrapped up in those lessons. But the one thing I wanted to just dial in on before I finish up is that there is too much pressure being put on monthly goals and targets and what it means. Like, all of the talk around, do you want 5K months? Do you want 10K months? Do you want 20, 50, 100? Like, I'm here for it, and I certainly work towards it. And your business doesn't stop at the end of the month, and you haven't met some huge milestone that means anything apart from now you got to get up and do it all again, especially when you don't have recurring revenue. And I have only had this really fully integrate for me this year, and it was why I had this different approach with selling, offering in the 2022 Mastermind in December, not being all about bringing in revenue into that year. But it's also been a product of me having a year where I had huge swings in my revenue. So I had a 30K month, and I had an 8K month, and I have gotten much better. I wouldn't say I'm amazing, but I've gotten much better at appreciating that that 8K month didn't mean any more than the 30K. Yeah, it didn't mean that I'm bad or things are going downhill and that I'm off track and something's wrong. No. It didn't. When I actually looked at it, if I picked a different 30 days starting midway through that month and into the next or the previous, it wouldn't have been the case. It would have been closer to 20K because I had a huge month, the month prior and the month after. And also the 30K month, I haven't hit 30K in a month again. So whilst it was exciting because it's my highest revenue month to date, it didn't mean that I'm now at that next level. Yeah, I know there's coaches out there saying, well, once you get to that level, that's now your minimum. That is great from a manifestation perspective and from a goal, but I'm all about the real talk. The real talk is that 30 days or that 31 days is actually arbitrary. It doesn't mean anything if the money comes in on the first of the following month. You feel me? You got me? Because yes, the following month you might have a massive month, but it doesn't mean you were terrible the month before. It means nothing. All right. So, to wrap up what I've talked you through, I really have given you a sense of how it's not one thing that takes you to quantum leaping, that takes you forward, that builds momentum and catapults your business. It is a combination of both energetics and strategy. You need to calibrate to that higher level, do the work in learning, in upskilling, in mindset and believing and trust and all of that beautiful tuning up around your energy, holding your vision, being clear and going after it regardless of what happens along the way, not being too attached to disappointments, all of that good stuff. And you need the strategy. The plan of how you're going to get to your vision is absolutely fundamental. It's both. It's both. And that is what I'm bringing you in the Calibrate to Catapult 2022 business planning event that I am running this week. It's happening this week. It is on Thursday and Friday. It runs for 1 hour a day, 9 to 10 a.m. I will be blowing your mind with all of the incredible, not just ways of thinking, but where that takes you to in unlocking your desires, but also the initiatives, the actions, and claiming the intention of who you need to become to have the success you desire. If that sounds like something you want, if you truly want to catapult forward in 2022 and have a breakthrough year, do yourself a favor and get yourself signed up to this absolutely business-defining event. There is a link in my bio now. Go there immediately, sign yourself up. I can't wait to see you on the inside. I'm doing it in Zoom, so I'll get to see your beautiful face. Outside of that, thank you for joining me this week. If you've got questions, if you've got comments, if you want to give me a high five, all of these things, jump into my DM in Insta anytime. I'm always over there on the gram. As ever, I would love you to share this episode with anybody in your business, peer, bestie, peer. I said that twice. You know what I mean. Share it around. Share the love. Get other people into this episode and discovering what it's going to take to help them move into this level of abundance. And I will be back in your ears again soon. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur podcast. I truly appreciate you being here. And if you appreciate me, why not jump on into iTunes and leave me a review? 5-star would be nice. Share it on social media. I can't wait to get to know you. Jump into my DM on the gram anytime at @YvetteMayer_. Other than that, there's a boatload of info in the show notes. I can't wait to be back in your ears soon. Bye for now.